I had really set my heart on a computer.
You'll talk to the computer, get information from it, and he'll take it as much for granted as we take the telephone.
OK, well, obviously, it's not just for playing games. They're terrific fun, but there must be more to it than that.
What is Internet, anyway?
Internet is that massive computer network.
How does one... What do you write to it, like mail?
When that time comes, the whole world will have shrunk to a point.
You can now glimpse the future with nothing more than a modem, a phone line, and a few dollars a month.
Now, the question now becomes, it's not that do computers have social consequences? It is, what are the social consequences of computers? What are the issues at raised?
I'm really quite close to the cutting edge in AI, and it scares the hell out of me.
And it's certainly not a 1984-ish vision at all. It's just going to be very gradual and very human, and will seduce you into learning how to use it.
Well, I've heard that in the future, a computer like this would be as normal as a color TV is now.
You don't know much about computers, do you, sir?
You're listening to Olga Koch.
Hello, my name is Olga Koch, and this is OK Computer, a comedy show about seeing the world through the eyes of a computer scientist. Why am I, a certified smoke show with 34 C's and a stunning personality, hosting a show about computing? I know you can't see me right now, but rest assured, it would just distract you. I have a bachelor's degree in computer science, half a master's degree in the social science of the internet, and a completion certificate for a Microsoft Office seminar that was hosted in a ballroom of a DoubleTree next to Luton Airport. The whole thing turned out to be hosted by a cult, which I discovered through a, to be fair, fantastic PowerPoint. I was born and raised in Russia, I went to university in the US, and now I live here in the UK as a sexy little relic of the Cold War. English is my second language, so please forgive me if I pronounce anything wrong. My first language is JavaScript. See, I may be a comedian now, but I still see the world through the eyes of a computer scientist. That's why I get so excited when reviewers call my comedy formulaic and predictable, because that's precisely what I'm going for. I decided to give this computer scientist in my head a name. I call her Algo, and I've coded her into existence as my digital assistant. She's like Frankenstein's monster, but instead of a green beefcake, she's more of a sassy Alexa.
Hello, I am Algo. I'm a highly rational and algorithmic version of Olga. Or should I say, Olga-rhythmic? I'm here to warm you up, but not overheat you.
Actually, we've started already. You don't need to warm them up.
How's everybody doing? That's what I'm talking about. Good, good stuff. Hey, you in the front row, wouldn't mind you giving me a virus, if you know what I mean. Good stuff. Good. 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 Good stuff.
Algo, stop it. So each week, me and Algo...
It's Algo and I?
More like Algo AI. Each week, Algo and I take a universal truth you hold dear and tear it to shreds using logic, like a teenager on the internet.
Actually, most teenagers use the internet for...
This week, our topic is nationality.
Nationality. It's like religion, except they always want fewer members.
The definition of nationality is actually quite difficult to pinpoint. Nationality is an extremely complex blend of history, geography, culture, community, and genetics.
I don't think it's that complicated. Wikipedia says that Nationality is an American rock band of Cincinnati, Ohio natives formed in 1999 in Brooklyn, New York City.
No, Algo, that's The National. The reason I chose nationality for our first episode is because who is and isn't really British is such a hot topic right now.
Doesn't being British just mean you were born here?
Well, Boris Johnson wasn't born here and he's British.
Is it about where your parents are born?
Well, Priti Patels weren't.
Are you British if you sound British?
Mr. Bean never says a word and he's a national treasure.
Exception. Exception.
Exactly.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?